Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, here for just a short time today, along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell and Kevin Flann, and our guest host today, Pat Finken. Want to give you a quick reminder that we are headed to New York City. Mark your calendars, December 7th through 11th. And we're looking for 54 folks to join the What's on Your Mind tour to New York City. This is a little bit of a tradition. Some folks have said, gosh, God, have you seen what they're doing in New York City? They require a vaccine card. I get it. I don't make the rules in New York City. Wrote a column about San Francisco being in the same mode this weekend in all the forum newspapers. But I'm not going to let them rob a great What's on Your Mind tradition from us, which is Christmas in New York City. And so my wife Marie and I will host this again. And we head out on the 7th of December. I was just looking at the fun and everything we're doing. It's incredible. We have a Chinatown, Little Italy, 9/11 Memorial. We go on top of the One World Observatory. You get like a 360-degree view from the top of One World Trade Center to see all the sights and waters and views of the skyline. We're going to stop and see our pals at Newsmax and Fox, Jimmy Failia, one of Todd's favorites, Ellis Island, Times Square, Carmine's, one of the famous spots in right off Broadway there before the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud, new musical that's getting rave reviews. St. Patrick's Cathedral, Top of the Rock, another great view. Central Park, Fifth Avenue, of course, Trump Tower for dinner. The Radio City Christmas Spectacular. You will not believe that's happening in Manhattan. Radio City Music Hall, Bryant Park, lots of shopping, lots of sightseeing. And the best part we're doing with like-minded folks. Folks from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. Kind of nice when you're traveling with a group of folks that are not woke, that are good old-fashioned common-sense folks. A couple of ways for you to find out more information about this, but the easiest is just to email me or text me, and we'll connect you with group travel planners. They're taking care of all the details on this. So email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or text for info, 701-237-1590. Pat Finken is in today, and Pat said to me one time recently, you know, I'd love to guest host again here soon, and challenge the audience a little bit on a couple of things, sort of have an inter-family conversation amongst conservatives on two issues. One on the vaccine for COVID, if we can call it a vaccine. I know some people say it's not a traditional vaccine, and that's true. COVID shot, whatever you want to call it. And the other on the why Donald Trump lost and where our focus on it as conservatives ought to be going forward. So, Pat, throw out question one, if you would. Welcome back, by the way, as guest host of What's on Your Mind. And then I'll give you... I'm going to give you a little bit of a synopsis of what I think you're going to hear from the audience today, but I'm glad you're doing this. I think it's good to challenge your own views once in a while and tackle some of these. And I know you have Mike Nathy coming in to talk redistricting today. We have our interview with Governor Kristi Noem from Friday as well coming up on the show today. So a lot going on. But question number one will be what, Pat?
Well, before we get into that, Scott, I just want to say, and I really want to lead with this. This is another area we may not agree. But the game on Saturday between UND and NDSU was fabulous to watch. As a person who did not have a dog or anybody in the hunt on either side, man, was that a great game to watch.
It was. We're not going to disagree on that. We might disagree on whether or not the better team won, because I think UND was darn good and controlled much of that game.
Clearly.
But just got the wrong breaks at the right time, or the Bison got the right ones at the right time, whatever.
Well, held the Bison to three field goals, too.
Yeah.
That's something.
No small deal.
Oh, yeah, no question.
My wife Marie and I were there. We had a great time. Super producer Chris Larson was there. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun to have it at the Alera Center and just have that rivalry back, because it's in the fabric of our DNA here in North Dakota to have a good rivalry.
18 years without, it was nice to see that come back, and then to have it come back with a vengeance. I mean, just a great game. So had to say that before we got into anything else. And the other thing I want to start with a little bit is just so everybody understands, I voted for Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump's policies were 90%, 95% right on the money. And you're never going to agree with everything somebody does. And we miss him in the office today. But that being said, you asked, what's the question? Well, the question is, did Donald Trump really lose? Or did Biden really win? Now, I'm of the mind that there are a lot of things that contributed to Donald Trump's loss. I think there are things that we can and really should be focused on, but instead we're being distracted by the debate over, well, it was stolen. I think Joe Biden won that election. I'm sorry. I hated it. I hated the way that it happened. I dislike the fact that he's in power and President Trump is not, because as I've said, I voted for Trump. I think the policies he pursued were, by and large, superior to what we've seen from a lot of, even Republicans in the last 25 years. That being said, President Trump lost that election, and I've seen no proof. A lot of accusations, a lot of people out there, in fact, a lot of people making money, propagating the rumor that he somehow had the election stolen. But as I've looked at this and followed this over the last, almost a year now, Scott, there is no proof that this election was stolen either through Democrat activity or through Chinese activity.
Mike Riddell's rolling over in his grave right now.
And well, I think that's why Scott and Frank's speech stuff. Have you watched any of that stuff, Pat?
What's that?
Have you watched any of the symposium? Have you watched any of the evidence that was presented? Have you watched all of that?
Absolutely, and I've watched the follow-up to that. And you tell me, in all the lawsuits and all the challenges and all the recounts, you tell me one place where it was proven.
Now, first of all, Lindell
showed it could happen, but he didn't prove it did happen.
I think the bigger issue is whether or not we have election integrity worthy of the greatest country in the face of the earth. And I think there's two things. One, there's legal theft, which happened with all the COVID emergency powers and the ridiculous lack of custody of ballots and mail-in ballots where they're not necessary, mailing ballots to anybody who wanted one. All of that is wrong. I think Mike Lindell has done a very good job of raising all kinds of issues. I think one thing unrelated to any recounts, and by the way, what I liked about Maricopa County, which is really not yet adjudicated because you have the Secretary of State trying to get to the bottom of even the recount down there, is they actually said, no, we ought to recount every ballot. There's not been, you know, actual ballot recounts. There's been samples of ballots, but not enough getting to the bottom of it. But we do need to get to the bottom of it. Let me ask you this, though, Pat. When you see Donald Trump filling venues in every corner of the United States, you see the off-the-charts energy for Donald Trump, and then you see Joe Biden literally having trouble filling a phone booth, do you not scratch your head and say, how did this happen?
There's no question that President Trump was an electric personality, continues to be an electric personality. And let's not forget that there were millions of people that voted for him and were far more passionate about him. There is no question that Joe Biden had a lack of passion in the election, and that has waned since. When people actually had to start living with his policies, if we had the election today, I think we'd see a vastly different outcome, quite frankly. But the reality is this, Scott, is that we've been through you brought up the Arizona recount. You know, the best security in the world is paper ballots that you can physically go recount later. And even in those places where they've done recounts, even where there was accusations of extreme kinds of interference or technological hack-ins or whatever you want to call, there is nowhere, and granted, let's be clear, there's always some shenanigans and some fraud in every election. Even here in North Dakota, when they redid this and compared their voter list to other states, they found a handful of people that voted in more than one place. That stuff always goes on. And it's unfortunate that people do that. But we're talking about the kind of interference that would overturn the election. And then, quite frankly, the other thing is, and I've talked to two different constitutional scholars on this, even if they were to find that, you know, that somehow this was hacked, that this election was stolen, there's no recourse once he's sworn, other than impeachment. And then if we impeach him, well, who do we got? We got Vice President Harris. But that's a whole other issue. And I know that, Kevin, you said, have I seen Mike's stuff? Yes, I have. I've been through, in preparation for this show, I revisited a lot of that stuff. But that is just one source. When you look at all the places where recounts have been done and all the other explanations and analysis, overwhelmingly.
You guys are going to have some fun today. And I encourage the audience to bring what you have, because Pat is voicing here is an establishment position within the Republican Party. There's no question about it. It's there. It's real. He's not alone. This is a large, loud voice of the Republican establishment. Our audience sees a lot of things that they say are not yet run to ground, and I don't think there's anything wrong there. Now, one other quick thing. We only have 30 seconds for this. I don't think Pat and I are that different on the vaccine question, which will be later. The only difference is I don't think I'm the one as a radio talk show to encourage it. What I want to encourage is a robust conversation between you and your doctor to decide for what's right. And, by the way, if you look at the amount of deaths, 80-plus, 70-plus, clearly anybody in that category, 60 and over, anybody with health conditions, in my mind, have a vaccine. But don't listen to me. Don't listen to Pat Finken. Don't listen to anybody, certainly any governor or elected leader or whatever. Listen to your doctor. That's where maybe we're different on this, Pat. I think you think we should do more to encourage it, correct?
And offset some of the BS that's out there, quite frankly. Because that's going to be there. If we don't have other voices to offset that, then that's all people get.
You guys are going to have some fun today. Light them up on the phones. You can text us at 701-237-1590 on this or call 800-228-0550. Pat Finken in for me today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and Chris, the super producer. Have fun, folks.
Safe travel.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. All you need to really know with MyPillow.com is the promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. You are getting it done with the promo code Scott. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets flow is $49.99, regularly priced over $109. Promo code Scott, $49.99. MyPillow product, 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. It doesn't get any better than that. Online at MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. for all the great specials. 20 past the hour, and Pat Finken, Scotty just rolled out, so we're on our own, boys. Pat Finken in for Scotty today.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. Always great to sit in the big chair and come talk about the issues of the day with the people of North Dakota and the surrounding, you know, 800 counties and states, because, of course, our signals carry that far. Anyway, just to be clear, Scotty and I agree that this analysis of what's going on is good, but the reality is that the president lost the election, and I think for three primary reasons. One is his nature and more aggressive, if not angry, state drove away women voters. I think some of this belongs with the president because it certainly wasn't his policies. His policies were something that the people of America would largely stand behind. But also, you know, if we're going to fix this for future generations, we've also got to look at the other causes. And there is no question that mainstream media turned on him and really made the difference in that election. And especially social media. Those three factors are what cost them the election. Now, is there some shenanigans along the way in the way the elections were done? Sure, but not enough to offset what happened. And if we don't recognize that, all we're doing is empowering the people of, you know, I got news for you. You know who loved to see us fight over this? Is the Democrats, because then we're not paying attention to their thing, right? Or our adversaries around the world, because we're not paying attention to them. This whole thing is nothing but a distraction that allows people who do not have the best interests of this country and the people of this country at heart, allows them to do things under the cover of darkness while we take and go down this rabbit hole. So anyway, that's where I'm coming from. But let's go to the phones, because I'm sure there are other people that have another opinion. Let's go to line two. I've been holding a while. Welcome to the show. Oh, we lost line two. Let's go to Sylvester in Morristown, South Dakota. Sylvester, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here. Just covering, you know, what we was talking about last Friday is our border. This is not what you're talking about right now, but I wouldn't mind addressing that as well. But anyway, the border, you know, a broken arrow. They're overrun. Why can't the American states send their National Guard down there and shut it down? Because we've got, you know, it hurts all the states. We got drugs and bad people coming in, and they spread out all over the United States. So why didn't he call for the National Guard? He told us to call our representative, but I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why, you know, it's a crisis that we got in this country.
Well, and there are some National Guard serving in that capacity down there. The question is, do we have enough support there? And there's no question that the border's getting overrun. And I'm not totally sure that this administration thinks that that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, they don't want to take the hit from the public on this issue, but at the same time, let's be honest, they've been fostering this kind of mindset for some time. In fact, the very things that they did to undermine our border security at the get-go is what's causing this crisis at the border. But Sylvester, thank you very much. We're going to go on to the topics of the day. Let's go to Mike in Fairbanks. Fairbanks, Alaska. Wow. Mike, what are you getting this off of? Skip off the atmosphere, or are you tuned in online?
Oh, I'm online. On the online box. Pat, you couldn't be more incorrect. I can't believe you don't think this voter fraud. 56,000 ballots were found that were illegal. Now, how could you say there's no voter fraud? That's moronic.
56,000 ballots found illegal where?
In Arizona. My buddy Brody's calling in from Arizona and Nevada. He owns property in Arizona. He's running for mayor of Las Vegas. He's going to set you straight. There are hundreds of thousands of illegal votes cast in Arizona. And for you to say that there's no voter fraud is moronic. I'm sorry, buddy, but you're dead wrong. You sound like Joe Weinkamp, hype cap.
Oh, my.
He's a Nazi.
That's a cold stab at the heart, baby. Mike. I that's just I cold care. Calling
cold
me that.
People,
anyway,
that's
the
cold
rest
stab of people who voted legally.
Hey, I got news for you. I've looked at all the reports on this on the Arizona audit. Even the Republicans down there who started this thing are saying that they found some things, but every one of these massive numbers that you've come up with, They have found why. You know, for example, in Arizona, well, geez, there were 13,000 duplicate ballots. Well, yes. When a ballot comes in from overseas, from the military or people voting overseas, they make a duplicate copy. If it arrives and it's not in where it can be scanned to read, they make a duplicate copy. Every one of those examples that people ranted about for weeks in Arizona, of course, has been disproven. So my point
it
is...
It hasn't been disproven, Pat. It hasn't.
Yes,
Friday, for example, Friday, a trio of election analysts claimed they found faulty numbers in the Arizona Senate hired contractors' hand recount of the ballots. These discrepancies are so large, quoting here, that they cannot just be brushed aside. The reality is that they just made up numbers referring to Cyber Ninjas, this Florida-based firm that led the thing. The hand count of 2.1 million ballots.
Let's remember, a month ago, they were going to be the heroes because, of course, they were going to do an honest recount. Kevin, is there going to be... Let me ask you this, guys. Mike and Kevin, let me ask you one question. Then we'll go to Brady, your buddy from Dolan Springs, Arizona. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Will there ever be an answer that you will accept? Will there ever be an explanation, except for that Donald Trump won the election?
This is how it works. This is how it works. They're going to reject the electoral votes, and we need a few more states, and then there's going to be a constitutional meeting where 26 states get together, and they're going to reject this bum president we got in there right now and this whole stinking communist administration.
I absolutely think this is a terrible administration. We're not out of sync there. But you tell me, is there an answer here anywhere in this? Other than the answer you want, you would accept. Because my experience in dealing on this issue is that people only will accept what they have already decided. And anything short of that is going to get criticized. Hey, Mike, thanks very much for the call. Let's go to Brady on line one. Brady, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment? In fact, I understand you're a buddy of Mike's. Is that true?
Yes, sir. We're great friends. I want to say one thing regarding, you had a caller just previous to Mike called and said, why don't we send the National Guard troops down on the border? Because our damn president will allow us to do it. He's
yep.
taking the Border Patrol off. He's allowing the full flood. He's punishing the people on the horseback that are trying to round these Haitians up. He's putting them behind desk jobs. He's taking the people out of the Border Patrol right now because they're not getting the desk jab. So you want to know what's going on? Let's wake up and see what's going on. There's a mass genocide going on right now. We need Fauci arrested and held for Nuremberg trials. Also, decertify the Arizona election. There's over 240,000 votes now, not just 57. They are all audited, done by Yvonne Pulitzer and the Cyber Ninjas. Watch the audit that was just done, which was on live TV last week. Don't be so naive. Times are going to be changing very shortly. Arizona is going to be decertified, along with Pennsylvania and Georgia.
So, Brady, I got a bet for you. I got a $5 bet that says 6 months from now we're going to ask the same question and they still won't decertify the Arizona election.
Oh,
you on for that,
million.
Buddy?
How's that?
$5. You and me, right here.
A million.
Do you have $1 million to bet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We'll talk later. You're listening to What's On Your Mind, Pat Finken, filling in for Scott Hennen, maybe for the last time ever. Now that Scotty, now that you're on $1 million. Yeah, no kidding now.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in an oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Card.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed, abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Pink at the Pump Month. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doing what they can to help at every PetroServe USA location, helping America fuel better. It's Monday. Lunch specials today, Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. I think they always have a couple choices at the VC location. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. In Fargo, West Main Avenue, West Fargo Vegetable Beef Hot Dish. Got cheese enchiladas on 12th Avenue, and NP's got Swedish meatballs. Creamed chip beef. Fantastic in Glendon today. And there you go. And, of course, always that 4-for-4 special at PetroServe USA where you get a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, two cookies, $4, 4-for-4, every day, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Well, you're pushing some buttons, Mr. Pat Finken. Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, always fun. You know I love coming and spending time with you guys. And I figure at the rate we're going, this will be the last time I get to do it. But anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken, sitting in for Scott Hannon, who's off visiting with his many, many good friends in Minnesota. Let's get back to the calls. Let's let the listeners drive the rest of this conversation. Let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen. Ryan, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I did, fellas. Thanks for taking my call today. You know, this whole business about who won, you know, and what should happen now, it kind of reminds me of those congressional hearings they had on steroid use in baseball. It was pretty much definitively proven that Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire cheated to get their home run records. And they're still in the record books with a star next to their names. And I think in the end, that's probably what's going to happen with Biden. He's going to serve out his 4 years. There's not, I mean, even if there is decertification of electoral college votes, what happens then? I think so much of it is wish casting on the part of Trump supporters. And I did not vote for Biden. I have no love for the man or his administration, but I'm just trying to be realistic about what's going to happen going forward here. I think if Biden gets his full term, which I think is what's going to happen, it's going to come with that very big star next to his name.
Well, Ryan, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the die is cast, and this is going to be our president. And unfortunately, all this fighting that we're doing is distracting from what he's getting away with, right? I mean, we should be outraged on a number of fronts, including the vaccine mandates. There is plenty to not like about this, and we should be thinking about the future, not about the past. And I know some are going to say, well, if you don't fix the past, you aren't going to win the future. Well, I got news for you. We didn't win. The last election, we lost the presidency for a lot of good reasons, some done by Donald Trump himself. But I'm telling you, the mass media and the social media world has turned against the Republican and conservative base in this. And if we don't get our hands around that, it's going to be a long time before we win elections. Let's go to more calls. Ryan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Denny in Moorhead. Denny, did you have a comment? Denny? Hello, Denny. You're up, buddy.
I got some evidence for you. Just last week in Idaho, Secretary of State Lawrence Denny, another one of Lindell's fraudulent statements, said that all 44 counties in Idaho had election fraud. And he was saying that, because of this electronic counting. Well, the Secretary of State said there's seven counties in Idaho that doesn't even do electronic recording. So that's a complete fraud. His symposium down there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, one of his big backers and one of his guys that's supposed to be an evidence, Josh Merritt, called it a turd. Last week, Giuliani, in a deposition, said that he got his evidence from Facebook and didn't research it to find out whether it was true or not. Now, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, now Arizona, have all been audited or recounted and all been proven and certified. So, it's just, like if they say these 7,000 people that were dead in Georgia voted, all right, give us the names of them. Give us the names of the 40,000 people they said that voted twice in Nevada. You do that, and I'll say Donald Trump won. Would you agree?
Well, I will tell you this. Number one, we should be clear. There have only been audits in a few select areas. Arizona is the only place that's done anything on a statewide basis. Same thing with recounts. But everywhere there's been a recount,
check out Michigan.
Oh, I have looked at Michigan, including where the whole thing about cybersecurity started in Antrim, Michigan. But my point being this is that you're not totally wrong. I'm just saying that it isn't as widespread. But where it has been done, it yields the same outcome. This is why I come back. There are going to be some people in this world who are not going to accept that Joe Biden won, no matter what fact base there is. Yet, overwhelmingly, time and time again, the election results have been upheld. And if we don't recognize the influence that social media and mass media had in that, and recognize you can't drive away women voters by the way you behave, we're gonna struggle for a very long time. But you're absolutely right.
One other deal about it's just like the people that he has surrounded himself with. He has protected sexual predators. He backed Mike Tyson and his conviction. He said that Bill Cosby couldn't have done what he did. His people that he hangs around with, Epstein and then Felix Slater and now Corey Lewandowski, there's a pattern of these people. And then he also had that gentleman out in California.
Danny, I got to tell you, we're going to draw a line there, though. I'm talking about the election outcome, right?
Yep.
But let's be clear. And we can, if you want to get into this, we can talk about Bill Clinton and what he did and his relationship
to
Epstein and all this. So this is not a debate about which party is more morally superior. Let's talk about policy. And policy that was good for America, the America First policy that Trump promoted, was the right direction. I don't agree with everything that he did. But when it came to the bulk of his policies, whether it be immigration or trade, and the minute the Biden administration comes in, we get rolled on all this stuff, right? And we're seeing why he did what Trump did, because look at what's happening when they unwind all that stuff, right? China's not threatening.
Can I give you a few policy deals on Trump?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I said Trump would have won a 50-state landslide if he would have done just two things. if he would have got medic or health care for everybody at a cheaper cost like he promised he would do, and he kept telling you over and over again it's going to be in 2 weeks and 2 weeks and 2 weeks. The other one he said he was going to do, after 8 years in office, he would reduce, he would eliminate the deficit and eliminate the debt. And spending went up twice as fast under Trump as it did under Obama. Do you know that?
Well, okay. So back
so
to the,
all
to
the
all those
card.
Issues. Let's all those issues. What's the best way out of the debt is to grow our economy. And right now what's going on is we're doing everything we can to hamper our economy. This idea that we're going to, you know, America should sacrifice for the greater good, right? That's kind of the mantra when it comes to the economy, is we should sacrifice energy policy. We should sacrifice our country's competitive nature. We're not going to compete on wages, but we can compete on a number of fronts, including the cost of energy. And quite frankly, without being part of the Paris Peace or Paris Climate Accords, we are the ones, the only ones, who reduced our CO2 output from energy development. And we did it without any kind of big jump and shout that everybody stood around and slapped themselves at the back. And then at the end, nobody else did anything on that front except America. So, no, Denny, you and I only agree on one area, and that is, yeah, that the, we only agree on one area, and that is that Donald Trump lost the election. Beyond that, I don't like the way he behaved in office. I you know, there were times I wish that Twitter had never been created, because that brought him down in some ways. But the reality is that the policies that administration put forward made a difference in people's lives. And it made a difference because we defended America and we made our economy the centerpiece, which is, by the way, out of all the stuff we talk about, a strong economy and good jobs is what lifts, is the tide that lifts all boats. So this idea that somehow, yeah, that's just crazy. Hey, I should go to a couple of texts because, of course, they're shooting at me on the text world. Denny, thanks for the call. Let's cover a couple of things. First thing, one of the texters said, first thing, I wanted to listen to this kind of left nonsense. I would listen to, insert another name, talk show. Does Pat know the difference between an audit and a recount? And I do know the difference. I've been involved in politics since I was 17 years old. I've been around this stuff. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I'm not some Johnny-come-lately who gets all his news from some social media or right-wing news source. It's not that I don't listen to that, too, but I try to have a broad base in the way that I approach this stuff, and I've been doing it a long time. And I know the difference between an audit and a recount. And in both the audits and in the recount, there's been no demonstration that the outcome is any different, and that's my point. And everybody who then takes exception to that doesn't like the source, right? If we don't like the source, I mean, had the audit in Arizona come back and President Trump won big, well, it would have been the greatest audit ever. No. The reality is that time and time again, and that's why you see an awful lot of names in a lot of Republican states that are saying Joe Biden won the election and the recount is correct. Okay, one other one. Might want to pull the plug, apparently. Can you unplug me from over there? This listener wants you to unplug me. I just wanted to see if that's possible.
No.
I want to make sure. Oh, and here's one. On the vaccine mandate, my body, my choice. Can the libs really argue that with a straight face? I will tell you that I believe that there is an awful lot of bad information out there, especially in the digital world. Websites, social media, putting out incorrect information. And Scott and I have talked about this. The reality when it comes to the vaccine is that he and I agree. It should be your choice. But to say that somehow the vaccine or masks or any of that are harmful or that it's going to kill you or it's leading to all these atrocities is ridiculous. That's not to say that the government should have the right to tell you to get a shot. I don't believe that at all. But I also think as public figures like Scott and others have a responsibility to go out there and counter some of that negative stuff. There's no question in my mind that that will be the only voice that will counter some of that negative stuff. And you guys know what I'm talking about. You see it all the time. You hear it all the time. And it's fear-mongering. And the real tragedy in that, in some of it, is just to build audience and create dollars. There's a cottage industry online throwing out fear tactics. So here, I'll leave you with this thought. I don't believe in mandates. I don't believe the government can tell all of us to get a shot. But I do believe vaccines help. So, with that, you're listening to What's On Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dakota's most popular talk show. North Dakota and central U.S. and Canada, I might add.
If
the northern part
plains.
Of the discussion. The northern plains. I knew there was a better solution to that, right? If you want to be part of the discussion, you can reach us at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. I think we'll go back to some of the texts just because we should cover some of this stuff. We talked a little bit about the vaccine mandate. I couldn't agree more that that is something that's inappropriate, as was closing businesses. Again, can a business tell their employees they need to be vaccinated? Absolutely. If you work for somebody, you have the choice not to work there. But for government to go across the board, totally wrong. And that's what troubles me about it, because if it can do it here, think of what else they can do to us. Moving on to some of the other texts, one of the people here said, yes, three things led to this extreme narrow presidential defeat. The national media and tech giants, mass mail-in balloting that makes it virtually impossible to verify identity, and enough fraud in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona to tip the scales. It didn't need to be on a massive scale. I agree with much of what Adam's saying here, but I will tell you this, is that it can't be cumulative. You have to look at it state by state because we have the Electoral College. So it has to be enough to tip the scale in that state in order to really upset the apple cart here. So there is fraud. There's no question. There always is. The one thing he says, though, I want to call attention to. This is serious. The states that are adopting mass mail ballots. I'm not talking about absentee ballots. And Scott and I have had it out on this issue a couple of times. We need to have absentee ballots. That's where you apply for the ballot, you get it, you fill it out, you provide your identity, and then you send it back in. What I'm very concerned about is the growing habit of mailing it to everybody in a voter file. Now, most of these voter files have people that are moved, dead, or long gone, right? You look at, I mean, some of these voter files have never been purged, yet we're mailing ballots. That is an environment ripe for fraud and something we should be. In fact, the discussion about how to secure our future elections is an important discussion. And why this is important is, I don't know if you read this or not, but California just announced that in the future they are going to mail a ballot to everybody on their voter list. Think about that. Everybody on their voter list, whether they're still alive or not. And you talk about an environment for fraud, running around, picking up ballots and filling them out for people, sending them in because there's no proof of identity. That's the kind of stuff we need to pay attention to. Not absentee ballots, not where people actually apply for that ballot. But when we start mailing ballots to anybody, it means that everybody gets to vote whether they're qualified or not. Hey, let's go back to the phones though right now. Jim and Crosby, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment?
Yes, sir. I know earlier you asked if there was a answer that we would accept or anyone would accept over the election issue. And I'll tell you, I would accept one thing. I would like a full forensic audit live so that there was no baloney behind the scenes and we can't see this and that. But show America what's going on. Hey, here's what we've counted. This is what we got today. Tomorrow, same thing. If Trump loses, Trump loses. And I bet you 99% of the people would accept that. Now, if he wins, I think we have a problem because a lot of Republicans don't want that because they don't know what to do if that would be the case. And I don't think they know where to even start if they, you know, if the election was overturned or there were enough ballots or votes to overturn it.
I have input on that, Jim, real quick. First of all, you don't hire thousands or hundreds of hundreds of attorneys to defend a win, which they've done in every one of these contested cities, counties, and states. Hundreds of lawyers to defend the win. So if the win was so, and again, it goes back to Jim's question or his answer is that, open it up. Let's see it. If you want it, no problem. Why are we trying to block these audits and shut this stuff down? So that's one comment I'd have on that. I mean, if you want it, you got it legitimately, what's the problem? Open it up.
And where we have had lawsuits, what's happened, Kevin? What's been the outcome of lawsuits in this? Because both sides have had tons of lawsuits, right? What has happened? In fact, one of the things early
lost
on
some,
that hit me off.
Some of them haven't been even heard yet or adjudicated yet.
But we
some
haven't
of them
won
have been,
one
Some
yet.
Of them
we
had no standing.
We haven't had one yet. But here's an example. This is kind of what triggered early on that we've got a problem in the idea that somehow the election was stolen. I saw Rudy Giuliani on TV the Friday before the lawsuit in New York or Pennsylvania started, saying he had over 1,000 affidavits of people who witnessed fraud. And he went to court on Monday and had two. That's the problem we have in this, is that people say in public what isn't borne out in fact. Hey, let's go to Glenn in Minnesota. Glenn, did you have a comment on the topic of the day? Which has, by the way, become Shoot Pat, but that's a whole other thing. Glenn, welcome to the show. Well, it's not like I didn't
apologize.
Ask for it. I asked for it. I didn't say that.
I apologize if it's already been covered, but this is the first game that I've watched on TV this year, and I'm really disappointed in the job. I can't believe how many plays we missed for advertising. I realize that advertising pays for the coverage, but there was one time, I know we missed two or three downs in a row.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. I appreciate your comment. We're going into break, and on that note, still a great game, right? That's how we started this hour. We'll end it there, too. You're listening to What's On Your Mind, Pat Finken in for Scotty. We'll be back after the break.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.